And welcome, everybody. This is Jack Barugin. You're listening to Cloud Sense. And with us today, we've got Joel Wilhelm. He is the Director of Channel Sales from Phoenix Snap. Joel, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
You know, I hear a lot of great things about Phoenix Snap. But, you know, tell the listeners a little bit about what you guys are, what you do, and more importantly, you know, what your core business is, because I think people would be very, very enlightened by that.
Absolutely. Phoenix Snap is a global IT services provider. You know, we focus on infrastructure as a service, and we have a lot of different segments inside that space. We have colocation, you know, cloud backup and disaster recovery solutions, bare metal and dedicated hosting solutions, and of course, virtual private cloud, probably our number one selling products in the channel. You know, secure private clouds.
Is this more of a, I guess, a service that is, you know, set for the Fortune 500 or maybe more for the middle tier? How do you have your business strategy, and where is the sweet spot for Phoenix Snap there?
You know, our sweet spot's mostly the mid-market, small enterprises, mid-sized companies. Enterprises tend to do a little bit of business with us for specialty workloads, but certainly not hosting all of their infrastructure with us.
Yeah, you know, our wonderful head of channel sales at UCX has actually come up to me and said, Jack, you got to hear about the Intel Flex servers that they're dealing with over at Phoenix Snap. And I said, what the heck is that? And he started laughing and he said, well, ask Joel about it, because that is something that is absolutely fascinating. So what is it that he is talking about?
You know, our Flex servers, it was a joint, it was really a collaboration with a couple of our primary vendors, Intel, Supermicro, and Phoenix Snap. And they helped us bring forward the very first offering in the cloud space for a flexible or a scalable CPU. Wow. So basically, the server already has a platinum level process, dual processor on board. And through software, we can tune it to 7 different levels. The customer only pays for what they get. You can get a silver level, a number of gold levels, all the way up through the platinum level performance, simply by unlocking it with software.
It seems like it's become a very egalitarian type of offering. I mean, so you know, it's basically you can do everything for everybody. It seems like am I wrong in assuming that? Only because it seems like the scalability and the flexibility is right there in front of you.
Yeah, you know, that was what we were targeting, right? Is being able to help a customer who is looking for services for the next few years, but not making them make a choice for a processor on a lot of unknowns, like how much scalability are they going to need? How much growth are they going to see? So you can start with lower levels and work your way up without actually buying more servers and more rack space.
That's a great segue into the next question that I've got for you, only because, you know, all our lives have changed over the course of these last few months. I find myself doing more from home than ever before, and I think I'm more productive from home. You know, between all the technology I had this happened, say, 10 or 15 years ago, I don't think I'd be nearly as productive as I am today. And you know, I guess what I'm saying is that technology now and everything that we're seeing on the infrastructure side has really become a necessity for the entire world, you know, and it's becoming such an important part of our lives. How has the business changed by the pandemic, you know, especially for Phoenix Snap?
Well, we're finding that a large number of our customers have pulled, projects forward. They became more critical in this environment. So we've had a lot of growth, certain segments in the service delivery spaces. But overall, you know, we're also finding that we're more productive, less commuting, less time spent by the water cooler, right? We're getting a lot more done, and we're using technologies to get that done.
You know, give me an example. You said that there were certain projects that people were pulling up, Joel, without giving any names or the secret sauce. What kind of projects are people moving up? What are they seeing right now as critical? Is it build outs? Is it managed services? What is it that they're looking, or is it everything across the board?
We've seen a little bit of everything across the board. Of course, it was whatever was most important to the organization. For some, it was securing and protecting that data. right, with their remote workforces not being in the office anymore. For others, it was scaling out service delivery because they were running VDI or they were running more workloads to support remote workers. So a little bit of everything.
I guess here's a question that I've been meaning to ask people that are in your situation. Are you seeing any stress within the system at all? Are the pipes getting clogged, in other words, between everybody at home, on their computers and everybody streaming, or do we have enough bandwidth to continue this? And is it getting even bigger, day by day?
We have found that the bandwidth and the utilization has remained pretty steady, with the exception, of course, for the workloads, desktop workloads and things like that being supported on, remotely now. So that's one thing we have found. Certainly customers that are using, Zoom and Teams, the service providers for them have had to flex, right? And there's been constraints. But on our end, we haven't really seen that.
Before you leave, Joel, I would love to get your vision of what you see over the course of the next, say, 3 to 5 years. It's funny, I used to ask that question quite a bit, and that 3 to 5 year vision has now become a 3 to 5 month vision because things have been speeded up so much. But I would love to get your eyes, and get in your mind a little bit. Where is your world going? Where do you see it in 3 to 5 years? Is it 10 times bigger than it is today? Is it? I mean, how critical and important, or is it the electric company? Is it as simple as a simple utility? Where is it going?
It's absolutely driving towards API-driven infrastructure as code. We see that in the next 3 to 5 years, even shorter term. So, DevOps is really pushing this space to innovate. Right, infrastructure as code is where it's going to be. We recently launched Bare Metal Cloud, for example. API driven, we've got Terraform and Ansible and all these other folks in the mix. So we're seeing that already, and we're going to be doing a lot of investment into innovation, right? So that way we can make these services much more like software.
Good stuff, Joel Wilhelm, folks, Director of Channel Sales at PhoenixNAP. Joel, promise to come back and tell us a little bit more sometime, please.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
You've been listening to CloudSense. I'm Jack Rugin. I'll be talking to you soon.